Blog Talk Radio.
America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Today is my day to be generous, to give, and to keep giving. I will share my good wishes, pure feelings, and love as my small gift to everyone at work. I will smile at everyone I see and take note of them smiling back at me. This beautiful exchange is a simple, generous action that serves me and serves everyone around me. Welcome to the America Meditating Radio Show. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. Monday through Friday, what a beautiful way to start the morning, to be reflective, to be aware of our innate qualities and abilities, and to tap into what makes you, you. The things by which we generally define ourselves, the way I look, our abilities, our work, our titles, our relationship, our religion. It's interesting because they can always change, and our sense of self can be influenced by what people say about you, the situations that cover our lives, and the problems that we face. What is it then that defines who we are? You know, much of the unhappiness and insecurity in the world is really a result of our limited perception and a very externalized perception of ourselves. I believe it is the inner spiritual identity, which I call the soul, and in the Brahma Kumaris, it's really the energy of light that's sitting behind our eyes. It has a particular nature and way of being in a good state. And if I'm in a positive and pure state, I'm in my spiritual identity. But this inner spiritual identity that a lot of folks in the world are searching for today can give us hope in a situation of despair, can show me solutions to any problems. It can even inspire me to change a particular direction that I'm going with in life. And it is through recognizing and experiencing my spiritual worth that I really can feel God. I can connect to God. I wonder if you agree with me, because I feel these things to be so true and so real for me in many ways. Why don't we take a little moment and pause and do some meditation and learn how to let go of certain things that are holding us back. Just breathe in and relax for a little. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. This time, move out to the lone space. How many times have you all heard me play that song? It touches us at a very deep level, a place within ourselves where we're trying to figure out what really makes us who we are. And many times when we tap into recognizing and experiencing that spiritual self, we really can connect to God. In the Letting Go CD from my Off to Work track, it's really about connecting us to God, to that supreme energy, to the One, the source of all that is good. So question, what do you really care about in life? What do you really value the most? Perhaps a good way to get to know the self on a deeper level is to start with that simple question. What do you care the most about at this particular period in your life? Probably we'll find a variety of things, a variety of qualities that we care for, like I like to be a loving person or a happy person, or I want to see harmony in relationships with others. These are things that generate happiness within ourselves anyway. And then think about whether or not the way that we're living our life reflects that. Do you show that you care about a particular thing, about that particular area in your life? Seeing myself as a soul, a being of energy, sitting behind the eyes, carrying a story. Is the story of ALGI, an acronym I use that represents anger, lust, greed, attachment, and ego? Or is it truth, peace, love, purity, and happiness? The way I live my life and the way my relationships surround me have a lot to do with the person that I believe I am. But we forget how beautiful we are. It's like having a beautiful instrument in our cupboard. Well, why not play it? Well, when I experience these qualities within myself, I become a much happier, a much stable person. When I understand what I truly value in life, I'm able to keep a certain high level of self-respect. And even if someone is trying to bring me down, I might be able to help them come out of their limited perceptions. But I need to experience that within myself first. I need to experience my elevated perception of myself, how I roll, how I move in the scheme of things, and how I've understood life as I move along. You know, the Saki Ikeda said, "A great human revolution in just a single individual will help achieve a change in the destiny of a nation, and further can even enable a change in the destiny of humankind." It's up to the individual to find that sense of self, to find that sense of truth. We can give God our plans as much as we want, and we can keep him in a very happy, funny, laughing stage, because when he sees the plans that we give him, he smiles and he goes, "What's that child trying to do down below?" It's all in the quality of thoughts. It's in the quality of vision. It's in the quality of an attitude. You are listening to America Meditating Radio Show, and I'm your host, Sister Jenna. Going to take a little moment to just pause for a while and step into silence, holding what is true and understanding what really makes us who we are. Breathe in deeply and relax. Om Shanti. This mantra, Om Shanti, I, the soul, am peaceful, reminds me that today I will be quiet. Today I will spend the day as silent as possible. Silence isn't an absence of speech. It is an absence of waste and negative thoughts. So when I interact with everyone, I will come from a deep, pure place of silence. And with every step that I take, I will carry peace, power, and the love for silence. are the people of love by Sanatan Kaur. Do you believe that? Are you that? Have you reached your capacity to love no matter what? This is why it's so important to spend time in meditation every day. It will help us to understand ourselves at the core level. We can reflect on the deeper aspects of being ourselves and knowing and grabbing where that inner strength is. If we become very positive, we will influence the world around us in an extremely positive manner. You've been listening to America Meditating Radio Show, and I enjoy meeting you every day, Monday through Friday. And if you care to hear us on Saturdays, Sundays, morning, noon, and night, the archived recordings of these shows can be found on the Pause for Peace app, which you can get on any smartphone, or go to the meditationmuseum.org website. iTunes, you just Google us, America Meditating Radio Show, or Sister Jenna. Feel free to go to the Huffington Post and blog in Sister Jenna, or write in rather, Sister Jenna. Get the latest updates and some of the articles and stories that I've been covering. We love you. We care for you. Please be kind to yourself and know that happiness cannot be taken away from you unless you give permission. We are here to love each other the same. So let's continue to do that openly and lovingly and be the best that we can be. Take care, everyone.